Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing a good recent decision. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about personal experiences and opinions. One common topic is describing a good decision someone made recently. This article will provide tips and sample answers to help you excel in this part of the test. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a good decision someone just made recently, is a frequent one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to discuss recent events, explain decision-making processes, and evaluate outcomes. Being prepared for this topic can significantly boost your confidence and performance in the test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions related to decision-making. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Q. How do you usually make important decisions? A. Well, when it comes to making crucial decisions, I typically follow a systematic approach. First, I gather all relevant information about the situation. Then, I weigh the pros and cons of each option carefully. I also like to seek advice from trusted friends or family members who might offer valuable perspectives. Finally, I trust my intuition to guide me towards the best choice. This method helps me feel confident about my decisions. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a good decision someone just made recently. You should say who made the decision, what the decision was, why you think it was a good decision, and explain how this decision affected the person. Sample answer, Band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a good decision my friend Sarah made recently. Sarah decided to switch careers from finance to teaching. She had been working in a bank for 5 years, but wasn't really happy with her job. Sarah's decision to become a teacher was quite brave. She had to quit her well-paying job and go back to university for a teaching degree. It was a big risk, but she felt it was worth it. I think it was a good decision because teaching had always been Sarah's passion. She loves working with children and has a natural talent for explaining things. In her finance job, she often felt stressed and unfulfilled, but now she's much happier. This decision has had a huge impact on Sarah's life. Although she's earning less money now, she's much more satisfied with her work. She comes home energized instead of exhausted. It's clear that she made the right choice for her long-term happiness and fulfillment. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to discuss a commendable decision my close friend Sarah made recently. Sarah, who had been working in the finance sector for half a decade, made the bold choice to transition into the field of education. Sarah's decision to pivot her career from banking to teaching was nothing short of courageous. It involved relinquishing her lucrative position at a prestigious financial institution and embarking on a new academic journey to obtain a teaching qualification. This move was undoubtedly a calculated risk, but Sarah was convinced of its potential rewards. I firmly believe this was an astute decision for several reasons. Firstly, Sarah has always harbored a profound passion for education and possesses an innate ability to connect with young minds. In her previous role, she often found herself grappling with stress and feeling unfulfilled, whereas now, she exudes enthusiasm about her work. The impact of this decision on Sarah's life has been nothing short of transformative. While her current salary may not match her previous earnings, the intrinsic rewards of her new career far outweigh any financial considerations. She now returns home invigorated rather than drained, a clear indication that she's found her true calling. It's evident that this decision has significantly enhanced her overall quality of life and long-term job satisfaction. Follow-up questions. Do you think it's common for people to change careers like Sarah did? A. Ban 8-9. In today's dynamic job market, career changes are becoming increasingly prevalent. Many individuals are prioritizing job satisfaction and personal growth over traditional notions of career stability. This shift is often driven by a desire for more meaningful work or better work-life balance. However, such transitions require careful planning and often involve short-term sacrifices for long-term gains. Q. What are some challenges people might face when changing careers? Band 8-9. Career changes can present a myriad of challenges. Firstly, there's often a need for reskilling or additional education, which can be both time-consuming and costly. Secondly, individuals may face a temporary loss of income or status as they start at entry-level positions in their new field. Additionally, there's the psychological challenge of adapting to a new work environment and potentially feeling like a novice again. Overcoming these hurdles requires resilience, adaptability, and a strong support system. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Q. What factors do you think influence people's decision-making processes? A. Band 8-9. A multitude of factors can influence people's decision-making processes. Personal values and beliefs often form the foundation of our choices. Past experiences and cultural background can also shape how we approach decisions. External factors such as societal pressures, economic conditions, and peer influence play significant roles as well. Additionally, our emotional state at the time of decision-making can greatly impact our choices. For instance, stress or excitement might lead to more impulsive decisions. It's also worth noting that the availability of information and our ability to critically analyze it are crucial factors. In today's digital age, we have access to vast amounts of data, but the challenge lies in discerning reliable information from misinformation. Lastly, the perceived consequences of our decisions, both short-term and long-term, often weigh heavily in the decision-making process. Do you think people generally make better decisions as they get older? Why or why not? A. Band 8-9. This is a nuanced question that doesn't have a straightforward answer. On one hand, as people age, they accumulate life experiences which can inform their decision-making process. This wealth of experience often leads to a better understanding of potential consequences and a more holistic view of situations. Older individuals may also have developed better emotional regulation, allowing them to make decisions less influenced by impulsivity or fleeting emotions. However, it's important to note that age alone doesn't guarantee better decision-making. The quality of decisions often depends on an individual's willingness to learn from past experiences and their ability to adapt to changing circumstances. In some cases, older individuals might be more set in their ways or resistant to change, which could hinder effective decision-making in rapidly evolving situations. Moreover, the context of the decision is crucial. In fields that are constantly changing, such as technology, younger individuals who are more immersed in current trends might make more informed decisions. Conversely, in areas where long-term perspective is valuable, such as financial planning or diplomacy, older individuals might have an advantage. Ultimately, I believe that wisdom, rather than age itself, is the key to better decision-making. This wisdom comes from a combination of experience, continuous learning, and the ability to apply past lessons to new situations. Key vocabulary and phrases. Pivotal decision, noun phrase. A crucial choice that significantly affects the future. Example, choosing a university major is often a pivotal decision in one's life. To weigh the pros and cons. Idiom, to carefully consider the advantages and disadvantages. Example, before making any major decision, it's wise to weigh the pros and cons. Calculated risk. Kid risk, noun phrase, a risk that has been carefully considered and deemed worth taking. Example, starting her own business was a calculated risk that paid off in the long run. To reap the benefits, idiom, to enjoy the advantages of a decision or action. Example, after years of hard work, she's finally reaping the benefits of her education. Life-altering, life-altering, adjective, having a profound and lasting effect on one's life. Example, moving to a new country can be a life-altering experience. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing decisions, use a variety of vocabulary and complex sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples to support your points, making your answers more engaging and memorable. Practice elaborating on your ideas to ensure you can speak at length when required. Work on your pronunciation and fluency to enhance the overall clarity of your speech. Stay calm and confident, even if you're unsure about a question. It's okay to take a moment to gather your thoughts before responding. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice and preparation. Good luck with your test. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on describing a person who has influenced your views on life. This will help you further develop your ability to discuss personal experiences and opinions effectively. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.